Welcome to our program, Understanding the Law. Given the global decline in fertility rates, surrogacy has become an option for many couples looking for an alternative. As a result, this practice has become commercialized, with surrogates earning a salary as well as having their medical costs covered. Many countries are outlawing commercial surrogacy, believing it to be exploitative. However, at the same time, many states in America are heading in the opposite direction and making it legal. Agnes Martin, a campaigner against commercial surrogacy, believes that it takes advantage of vulnerable women.
Many women who become surrogates are in desperate need of an income, so you can't say that they are making a free and willing choice. As soon as money is involved, there is an opportunity for exploitation. A 2017 study looked at 104 surrogates, finding that nearly half of the women were unemployed. This gives you an idea of the average demographic and what their motivations might be. If you are unable to pay the rent, or you can't afford to look after your own family, then surrogacy might offer you a way out.
The average payment for a surrogate mother is between $16,000 and $30,000. However, Dr. Joan Mitchell believes many of these women aren't fully aware of the risks they are taking.
Because couples often want to get their money's worth, surrogates are sometimes impregnated with multiple embryos. One consequence of this is that the likelihood of having twins increases. Twin pregnancies have higher rates of premature birth and lower average birth weights.
So, even though surrogates are vetted beforehand, they are more likely to experience pregnancy complications.
That's right. In order to become a surrogate, it is usually required that the surrogate has had a healthy, uncomplicated pregnancy in the past. Despite this, as surrogates, they have a much higher chance of experiencing problems during pregnancy.
So it isn't just the possibility of having a premature child or a child with a low birth weight.
Exactly. If you naturally conceive a child, your body is designed to tolerate the pregnancy because your body identifies the fetus inside you as part of itself. Whereas if you are a surrogate, it is almost as if the body has an immune response to it. This response can increase the amount of inflammation in the body, which can be detrimental to both the mother and the baby.
When you think about most women's reasons for becoming surrogates, money, I think it's time we asked ourselves, as a society, if we should be allowing this kind of business to thrive. Without more regulation, vulnerable members of our society will continue to be taken advantage of.
Thank you. That's all we have time for today.